Lord wants to help you.
Yes.
He wants to say, why don't you come and lay that down right here? Why don't you give me that burden? Why don't you give me that load? And why don't you take me on as a partner? And you and I will yoke up and we'll make this journey a whole lot different. Oh, Jesus. He's come to give you life. And life more abundant. Psalms 95 said, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and harden not your heart, I'm going to tell you that God can bring about something new and miraculous in your life. As some already are feeling you need to pray, I would that you do that. God is reaching some folks here today. There's several of you. You've been here for months, even years, and God wants to make a difference in your life. There's some of our guests here today that I don't know all of the particulars about your situation and where you're at in life and all that. And it really doesn't matter. I don't need to know, but God knows. God knows right where you're at, my friend. And you are not here today hearing this message for you, because God wants to make a difference in your life. God wants to bring about a change that is miraculous, that nobody can say it was just circumstantial. And even you need that. You need to know that it was nothing but the hand of God. After that fateful day of Jesus being crucified, folks began to ask, what do we do about our situation? In Acts chapter 2, they were pricked in their hearts. Something began to stir on the inside of them, like God's doing to you right now. Something began to move on them and say, and some of you are trying not to cry. Let me tell you, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. There's nothing wrong with it. What you're feeling is the presence of God right now. It's okay. Yes. God's trying to break that rock into pieces. He's trying to break that facade that you put up. You put that wall up and you want everybody to think, I'm okay, I'm good, I don't need anything, I don't need anybody. But God knows. And look at his kindness. Look at his care. Look at his gentleness as he's reaching for you. Says, I care about you so much. There's some of you today, you're like, how in the world does that preacher know? This preacher don't need to know anything. God needs to know. God does know. God does care. And he's reaching for you. And as they did there in Acts chapter 2, they said, oh, I'm feeling this conviction. I'm feeling this stirring. I'm feeling this longing. I'm feeling this yearning to do something with my life and to make a step and make a change. What do we do? The preacher stood up that day and he said, first things first. He said, repent. Ah, man, that's a tough one. No, it's rather easy. It's rather easy because it's all you got to do. Say, God, from this time forward, I'm going to do everything that I can. I'm going to make a commitment today. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me of every wrong, of every sin, of every transgression. However you want to say it. It ain't got to be specific. You don't have to repeat after me. Somebody here may simply need to go, God, help me! And that's okay. Somebody else may say, God, I need your help right now. It's up to you. He said, repent. be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. Then he gives, in writing again, he gives a great promise. He shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You're going to receive my Spirit into your life, into your world, that will dramatically change you from this day forward. Whether you want to stand right now, whether you want to stay seated right now, I'm going to invite anybody and everybody. I want to take this time for somebody to meet Jesus in a very real and profound way. Because he's in this house. And I believe with everything that's within me, he's walking up and down these aisles. Right now, he's got his hand out to some of you in the spirit realm saying, come on, let's take a step. Walk down this aisle. Take care of some business. Let me protect you. Let me heal you. Let me deliver you. Let me bless you today. Will anybody accept that invitation today? Maybe you're fighting some fear and some doubt right now, and struggling and not knowing what to do with the feelings that you're feeling. That's okay. Let me just give you some instruction. It's very simple. You can make your way out of that seat, come down to this altar stand here, and just simply ask God to forgive you. Lift up your hands and begin to worship him. Feel after the presence of God. Maybe you want to just stay right in your seat, and that's okay also. But let me encourage everyone in the house today. Will you do this? Will you do this and talk to the Lord? Will you call upon him while he is near? Will you reach for him while he stands by, ready to meet your need? If you need a healing today, Jesus is the healer. If you need victory in your life today, he is your victory. If you need deliverance today, he can deliver you today. If you're fighting depression, God can deliver you this very day, this very hour. Matter of fact, this very moment, if you will just open up your mouth. Oh, let's pray. Let's pray right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let's feel after God that happily we might find him, that he may touch somebody today, heal somebody today. Come on, will you make your way? Will you at least find a place to pray, even at your seat today? Maybe you feel like you can just bow your head right where you are and begin to talk to the Lord. Will you reach out to him this morning? Somebody help me pray today. Somebody help me pray. Oh, we need Jesus. Oh, so desperately to sweep in and move in this house. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Savior.